Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler, and welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. The phone number, as always, well, not always, but always since it changed that one time 2 years ago, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Kevin Bunk back on the controls. We got Carlos Ortiz alongside as well, and we are following a game that I don't think is what we thought it would be at this point of the night. The second half just getting underway, Thursday Night Football. The Texans are leading the Bills 20-16. And it seems like a game where the Texans could hang on. Now, there's still time for Josh Allen magic, but Davis Mills has 2 touchdowns. The Bills scored by way of a James Cook run, a long 45-yard run. They also got a kick return for a touchdown. Ray Davis, it's his birthday, I must say. But Josh Allen, 11 of 15, 88 yards at half, has been sacked once and threw a pick, which was returned for a pick six, but there was a block in the back. Got called back. Not the interception, though, that stood. Texans got a field goal out of it. Buffalo has the ball to start half number two, but the Bills are down 20-16, and we'll look at the ramifications of that. Because the Houston Texans probably are not going to win the AFC South with the Colts in control there, or at least in a really good spot. And the Texans have never made the playoffs. I believe it's 8 times they've made the playoffs, but they've never made the playoffs as a wild card. And they've also never made the playoffs as a 1 or 2 seed. So they always, when they have made the playoffs, it's always been by virtue of winning the AFC South, having a game at home. And then every time they've advanced, they have had to go on the road, and they've never gotten past the divisional round. So that would be something monumentally different for the Texans if they did get in as a wild card. Now, they sit at 5-5 along with Kansas City, and I think a lot of us think Kansas City can still make a run. Kansas City and the Texans play in a couple of weeks. But I don't think a lot of us think a lot of the Texans right now, even though they have the same records, they're both 5-5. Texans are without C.J. Stroud, as they have been the last couple of weeks, but they can't be counted out either. So if Buffalo comes back and wins this game, Bills fans will be a little nervous about the long-term prospects of their team, and maybe rightfully so, but they'll still get the win, and they'll be 8-3, which a lot of teams would love to be at this point of the season through 11 games, 12 weeks. If they lose, they drop to 7-4. The AFC East is going to slip further away from them. And then they would, lose a tiebreaker on the Houston Texans, who would then sit at 6-5, 1 game back in the win column. So there is a lot riding on these next 28 minutes here, and we're going to go through that together and talk about it later tonight. I do kind of want to look at some of the playoff pictures in terms of the AFC and NFC and what we're going to expect to see this weekend. But I can't really see right now. I don't know what's happening, Carlos, but I can't see out of my left eye. Is that bad? Is that a sign of something?
you can't see out of your left eye, that's not a good sign.
It's very, very blurry.
Did you put any like Visine? Or actually, did you put any non-brand, descriptive, generic eye thingy?
No, I don't. I don't need that, and I don't touch my eyes. I don't ever like touching your eyes. I think is the grossest thing you can do.
Well, I'm not saying jam a finger in there. I'm saying
even putting drops in your eyes. I don't ever want anything around my eyes.
I mean, I can't necessarily fault you too much for that because I have like astigmatism, and it's very hard for me to like put in contacts. Like the second something gets into my eye, I start crying like my cat just died, and I don't even have a cat.
Is that what this is? It's blurry in my eye. Is that astigmatism?
No, I don't think that's how it works. To be honest, I don't really know what astigmatism is too much. I know
glaucoma?
I have it.
Is that a thing?
Glaucoma's, yeah, that's different. That's like an eye issue / disease thing. I don't know if that's what you have because I believe it's a degenerative thing, so it wouldn't just pop up overnight like a bump. Mm.
Well, I asked my doctor, and he got back to me very quickly, Dr. ChatGPT. And I'm bringing this up because this happened to me about a week and a half ago, and I didn't say anything. And it happened like 2 weeks before that. And I did go home that night. I thought I had a concussion. And then I went to the hospital and never told anybody where I went. That's fine. But I went to the hospital and I sat there for 4 hours and they hadn't seen me yet. And I was like, this is stupid. And then I went home. So
perhaps you should have stuck it out.
Well, maybe did I need a doctor's note if I left work that night? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But now it's happening again. So I could be having migraine aura, which is blurry or shimmering vision without a headache. I don't have a headache. Eye strain or fatigue. Could be fatigue. I use my eyes, 16, 17 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're blind, it's hard not to use your eyes on a daily basis and pretty much every waking moment. So I get that, I guess.
It's not acute glaucoma. It's not optic neuritis. I was not staring at a light. It's not an eye stroke. It's not a corneal scratch.
We're getting somewhere because now we know what it's not.
Yeah. All right. One more thing, and then I'll get back to the program.
This
is how I'm starting tonight. I was going to tell an even worse story than this. I was going to tell a story about how I left my house and I always wore a hat and I left my hat my house without a hat. And then I went down in the driveway and then I was going to tell the story of how I left my house without a hat and I was going to go back in to get my hat. But then I did drive back up the driveway and got my hat and I was going to tell that story. Thankfully, I didn't.
Yeah, the eye one's much better.
It just sort of happened. Nothing happened to make it happen. I don't know, sir. So, maybe this is a during the break situation. But I can't even read.
I guess it's a bad time to tell you that I'm going to send you reads in a little bit.
Do we have any on Thursday still?
Actually, good point.
I don't think we do. All right, I'll power through it. I do have 20/10 vision, so maybe it's just resetting to normal vision because it's kind of like a super power. How are you? I always tell you these stupid stories. I never truly ask how are you.
I mean, because there's really not much to say. Like my day-to-day operations is literally copy and paste. I do the same thing. I wake up later than I should, walk the dog approximately 2 to 4 times a day, insert errand here, insert block of time for video games at least 1 hour, and then go to the gym and cook two meals, one for myself because the wife ain't home, and then when she gets home and I have to eat dinner like I'm 83 years old, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, like Matlock's going to come on and some
Yeah, you guys watch Jeopardy and Wheel?
Well, no, we don't watch none of that. But we're actually watching Simpsons. She's like, because I got sick of her watching The Office for the 83rd time. So I'm like, I'm not rewatching this damn series. It's funny, but after literally 89 times, I can't do it anymore. So, you know, I forced her. I'm like, we're just going to watch Simpsons. She's like, all right, fine. And, yeah, that's it. So I wish I could tell you a funky, crazy story about how I lost my hat. And then, you know, a raccoon got it. And then a raccoon got poached by an eagle. And an eagle got sucked into a jet turbine. And a jet turbine landed in LaGuardia. And I had to go take a cab to go get the hat out of LaGuardia. But none of that actually happened.
Yeah. Did I tell you I left the house without wearing a hat and then I went back in to get my hat? Did I tell you that yet?
Great story.
Thank you. Thank you. 888-710-4476.
If you checked into the first 10 minutes of the show and you don't know what this is, I don't blame you.
No, this is a sports show. This is a sports show. Look, I'm sorry. I can't see. What am I supposed to do? Power through and not make it your problem? I mean, have you met me? My problems are your problems. That's how we operate around here. All right, I'm going to talk about the playoffs. That's a compelling thing. We're all sports fans, I would think. And the NFL playoffs are coming up, and this is kind of the stretch run. I do think that the way, if you look at the standings, the way things are, you know, we get to this point, and you would think after 10, 11 games, a lot of teams would still be in contention, but not really. In the NFC, I think you could almost say that seven teams are already out. There is still a chance for, you know, one or two of them to pop if they go on a run, but a lot of teams have dug themselves into a pretty deep hole. The Giants are not making the postseason. That is apparent. Then the Saints. Both of these teams have two wins. They're out. The Commanders are 3-8. They're without Jaden Daniels. They've lost six in a row. They can't stop anybody. They're out. Atlanta has lost Michael Penix Jr. for the year. They seemed in disarray with him anyway. They are out. Arizona is going to score about 22 points exactly a game. A lot of that's going to be in the second half, even the fourth quarter. They're not winning these games. They're scoring 22 points a game, but they're losing about, you know, they're giving up like 35 to 40. So they're all out as well. And there needs to be some sort of heroic run from the Cowboys and the Vikings. The Cowboys have the Eagles this week, and then the Chiefs, and then the Lions. You win those three games and you're 7-5-1. We'll get back to the Cowboys. We'll address the Cowboys if you can win those three games. Because then you've got the Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, Giants. You can win three of those four games. Essentially, I think Dallas needs to win six of their last seven. So they are as close to being out as you can be. Minnesota's got Green Bay this weekend and then Seattle. Okay, I'll say you win those two games, you're at 6-6. And then you can come back and we'll talk about it. But unless you win those two games, you're probably, I mean, your chances to make it are very, very slim at this point as well. So then we look at the teams that are in the playoff race. And I think the Eagles are destined to win the NFC East. I know that the Eagles are really laying it on thick about how dysfunctional they are. You know, A.J. Brown this, anonymous story about Jalen Hurts that. It's very, very annoying, if I may just say. You know what it's like? It's like if you tuned in to a sports show and you're like, man, there's a lot going on right now. You know, I just want to get into it. And then the host was like, my left eye is blurry. I'm going to ask ChatGPT. I mean, that would kind of be annoying. That's kind of what the Eagles are going through. Like, shut up already, do your job, and figure it out. So your eye's blurry. You know it's going to go away in 5 minutes. You know you're going to be fine. It's just one of these things. You're getting old. Things happen. You know, I the other day, my hip really, really hurt, and I couldn't walk up the stairs. And guess what? It was gone after 5 minutes, and I kept living my life. And then my ankle felt twisted. I was like, I can't really walk. And then it was fine. You're old. Your body's old. Okay? Deal with it. Me and Philadelphia. Again, I am so so tired of it. I don't even fully know what's going on. Honestly, I don't even fully know what's going on with Jalen Hurts. I just know that I saw Jason Kelce talk about how the Eagles and football is very emotional and, these are brothers and we're all in this together. And one time him and Lane Johnson didn't talk for a whole offseason, and it was really, he's a good friend. And I was like, oh, this is good audio. And then I listened to it, and then I listened to it again. And I was like, why are we doing this? The Eagles are 8-2. They've won 4 in a row. I really am tired of it. Honestly, just be you. They did this a couple of years ago. Oh, we're 10-1. Oh, no, things are bad. And then they lost a bunch of games because it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. That kind of is like, I believe that. I don't believe that, I don't believe that you can just be like, oh, I'm going to have a bad day and then you're going to get like hit by a bus. But I do believe that if you're in that frame of mind and you look for things, it will seem worse. I remember one time, it was like fourth grade, I made this big stink about Friday the 13th. I was like, oh, Friday the I don't know why I did this, but I remember it because I remember the paper that I wrote. I had this book, and it was one of those books you used to practice cursive, and you had to make sure the loop of the L touched the top line, and then the bottom of the L when it came back down touched the bottom. It was one of those kind of like books to help guide you as a writer. And I took one of these books and I said, I'm going to write all the bad things down that happened to me today. And there's going to be 13 of them. And I wrote down 13 really harmless, meaningless things that I would not have noticed if I wasn't doing, a fourth grade bit or whatever the hell I was doing. Man, there are some times when I wish I could have time traveled a little bit where like I could have been doing this and then I could have looked in the hallway and it would have been 41-year-old me looking there and then looking into the classroom and just being like, come on, dude. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right, me. And just set me straight. And then like 81-year-old me is looking at me from outside the studio here and being like, the eye story, really, dude? What are you doing? So I wish there was that component to it. But what I'm saying all this is that I do think the Eagles, and I've compared them to me in college before, I had a little period where I was happier when I was sad. I liked when things were bad. I liked when the girl I like liked another boy or man. I liked when I was like dramatic. I liked listening to sad music and trying to get attention. I was more comfortable in that. I'm glad I got out of it. Oh man, am I glad I got out of it. But I was in there and I was in there deep. I think that's where Philly is. Philly is a good football team. That team they had last year and the way they trounced the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, that was as dominating as a performance as we've seen in the Super Bowl in a long time. Sure, it was an 18-point win, but they were up like 34-0, was it? They were up big. They didn't score. The Chiefs didn't score, if I remember right, until after Nick Sirianni got Gatorade dumped on his head. So why are we coming back this year being all sad in games where you score you only have two receptions if you're A.J. Brown? And now we're saying things about the quarterback who has led you to Super Bowl MVP performances because would have had that one and could have had that one if we didn't just as a society say you can't lose a Super Bowl and be the MVP anymore. I get why you give it to the winning team, but who was actually the most valuable player in the game they lost? It was Jalen Hurts. So I don't get it. I'm very upset. I don't understand what they're doing. I don't want to understand what they're doing because it's annoying. If they were 5-5, or even if they were like, even if it like didn't look good, if they were the Philadelphia Eagles and they were 8-2, but it didn't look good, they just beat the Lions. Oh, but they didn't score enough points. They just beat the Packers. Oh, they didn't score enough points. You're winning these games against good competition that you might have to see in the playoffs. Your defense, I think right now, with their additions and guys that have come back from injury, the Eagles' defense is the defense that I personally fear the most. And I saw him up front a couple of weeks ago, and we all saw him on Sunday night, what they did to Jared Goff. He looks so uncomfortable, like a completely different person than what we see when they're at home breezing past a team they're scoring 45 against. Remember that Lions team through weeks 2 and 5, through the 4-game win streak they had there, they were averaging 40 points a game. That's the Lions we're used to. The Eagles held them to 9 after holding the Packers to 7. And it's not good enough? It's just stop it. Stop making your problem our problem. See, that's why I brought up the eye thing. Just to make this comparison. It's called a weave. It's called a weave. And scene. 888-710-4476. I meant to talk about all the NFC teams here, but then I got on an Eagles tangent, so we'll catch back up with the NFC when we come back. We'll take a look at the AFC. We'll know more about that in about an hour with this Bills game as they are punting halfway through the third quarter, still 20-16 in favor of the home team, the Houston Texans, in their catch-up uniforms all red. 888-710-4476. We'll come on back. This, whether you like it or not, is the Bart Winkler Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Did a ref just tear his Achilles in this game? Or pop it? That looks brutal. Just guy in the end zone. What do they call that? The back judge sauntering through the paint there and came up limping. No contact injury for the ref. Yikes. And they carted him off. Or they didn't cart him off. They carted him off. Prayers up. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by the show clock, I think the playoffs is in the NFC is down to 9 teams. The Cowboys and the Vikings, I suppose, still have an outside shot. But I think we're looking at 9 teams to make the postseason. The Philadelphia Eagles will be winning the NFC East. Despite their emo phase that they're going through, they should be fine to win the NFC East. Looking at some of the Week 12 action, Philadelphia this week is in action against Dallas. So Dallas does have a say if they want to make things interesting. They're at home. I sort of like Dallas in that game, actually. But I think I just want to see Dallas win, so I'll have to sleep on that before I make my prediction, as people wait with bated breath for our six-pack of picks. NFL tomorrow, at least mine, not Carlos's. He's terrible. But our college picks we will have tonight in what is a very slop weekend. There are some games, as I talked about last night, that are more compelling because the college football playoffs has expanded. If this was just a four-team playoff, there would be no reason to like even watch a game on Saturday. It would be, except for maybe like Harvard and Yale play, that great rivalry. That would be the premier event because it's a lot of junk. Other than that, especially if the playoffs had not been expanded. So then, who else are we looking at in the NFC to potentially be the number one team or to make sure that they make the playoffs? Well, right now I look at the NFC West. I look at the number two seed as it stands today, the LA Rams. I look at the number five seed, the Seattle Seahawks. And I look at the number seven seed, the San Francisco 49ers. I believe all of these teams will get in to the playoffs. I feel like they will all get in as the Rams are playing well, the Seahawks are playing well, and the 49ers have battled through injury to be a seven-win team. And their schedule is quite accommodating if you're a team looking for victories. So I think that will be something to look for. The Rams have the Buccaneers this weekend. Last week's win over the Seahawks took their odds from 33% to make the playoffs to 75%. What am I reading here? After last week, they would have been 33% if they lost. They can be up to 99%, I believe, if they win this weekend against the Buccaneers. The eye's fine. That was just poor comprehension from me. So they have the Buccaneers this weekend in what is a pretty big game. That's the Sunday night football game. Baker Mayfield is a go. He was under the weather yesterday, but if you're monitoring that, he should be a go. Baker Mayfield, of course, no stranger to the Rams. He was there for like 5 weeks, and Sean McVay essentially saved his career when he showed up 47 hours before Thursday night football game and played very well. So I do think that the Rams, the 49ers this week have the Panthers on Monday night. I'll get more into the Panthers in a second. But I feel like those three teams are getting in based on their records now, based on who they have to play. They will battle each other a little bit in the NFC West, but they also have a lot of favorable games outside of the division on their schedule. There's going to be then five teams in the NFC playing for four spots. If I've eliminated the teams that I've eliminated and they don't come back, and if I look at some of these other teams that are likely to be in, you're looking at Tampa and Carolina, and then Detroit, Green Bay, and Chicago. And there should be five teams for four spots. One of them is going to win the NFC North. One of them is going to win the NFC South. Of course, you know how the divisions break out. Carolina, if I just told you that, you would probably say, well, they're out first. Okay, we are getting them out right away. They are not going to make the playoffs. And if you look at Carolina's schedule, they have a say. They have the Niners. They have the Rams. They have the Seahawks, a bunch of NFC West teams. You're also looking at Tampa Bay. They have twice. So even if they stumble, the Rams could still stumble, and then you could have those two games decide the division. So I'm not counting out Carolina until Carolina plays where I need to count them out. If they get that win in Santa Clara on Monday night, and the Niners are going to be favored, and they should be, but if Carolina wins that game, and they've won a lot of games that you thought maybe they wouldn't, I mean, they are 6-5, they have a winning record, I think it can come down to that. If two teams from the NFC South get in, then you're going to look at one of these teams from the NFC North that doesn't. And that could be the Bears, the Lions, and the Packers. You could be looking at one of those teams not getting in. I think that the Packers have already used their mulligans. Their schedule is probably the toughest of those three, and they play the Bears twice, and they have the Lions on Thanksgiving, but they've lost some games against Carolina. That was a winnable game for them. Against the Browns, we know they shouldn't have lost that game. They've won some, or lost some games that they should have won. So they need to, I don't think they need to run the table, but one more loss is probably the most they can afford. The Lions aren't, too satisfied with where they're at either at 6-4. They've got the Giants, Packers, Cowboys, Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears. So they'll have a say. And then the Bears, as I mentioned, have the Packers twice. They will be in action against the Steelers this weekend. Have the Eagles on Black Friday. They have the Browns. Maybe with Shadur, who knows what's going to happen there. 49ers and Lions. So when we're looking at the NFC, I think that you can kind of simulate it out and say, all right, Eagles get in, Rams get in, Lions get in, Bucks get in, Seahawks get in, Niners get in, Packers get in. That could leave some of these teams out, but I still think that there is a chance for the NFC North to send three teams, but it does look like the NFC West will be almost guaranteed the three teams. So you're going to have the Niners, the Seahawks, and the Rams. Those three teams are going to be in. I don't know who's going to win the division, but I do think they're going to be in. Somebody's going to win the NFC South. That's another spot. The Eagles are winning the NFC East. That's another spot. And then who's going to win the North? So actually, I think there's going to be two teams out. So of the five teams that I mentioned, it's only three that make it between the Packers, Buccaneers, Lions, Bears, and Panthers. So got a little math wrong there. Again, not the eye. That's confusion. So you're going to need to win some of these games. So this is a big weekend, of course. All of these weekends are. But that is how things stand right now in the NFC. AFC, we think we have a grasp on. There could be a massive wrench in a lot of their plans, depending on the result of tonight's game, as the Texans are now driving down. For more on this and everything else happening, let's get an update with Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
The celebrations.
And he takes the knee of the New York Giants. Super Bowl 42 champion, and Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Indeed, it is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It's your audio of the day segment, Infinity Sports Network. If you're hearing me, you're in the right place, whether it's SiriusXM 375, all of our great affiliates across North America, or even overseas if you're using the free Odyssey app. Bart and I have already paid the tab. You owe us money. I don't know what that actually comes out to because I just said it was free. Here with the Bulletin Blitz, I will get audio for you, and Bart will react to it. It's November 20th, 2025. It's a Thursday. Bart, it's a Thursday, but it feels like it should be Friday already. I'm beat.
Dude, all week.
It's been like all Wednesday week. Three times.
This, I don't get it. What is happening? Why is all, literally the whole week?
It's the Groundhog Day sequel. We're all in it. We just don't know where Bill Murray is. Can we just get to the end of the movie? Let's start off with Sam Darnold, quarterback for the
Andy McDowell.
That's the one time that she was a smoke. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold. He looked absolutely pedestrian when he played the Rams last Sunday. Four turnovers, four interceptions for Sammy D. He looked like he was seeing ghosts, like when he was playing for the Jets. Well, he should be able to bounce back just fine. The 7-3 Seahawks will be taking on the 1-9 Titans, so that might be a get right spot. Sam Darnold, looking back though, says the turnovers can't do it. Unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. We understand as an offense we have to be better. I have to be better protecting the football, and we're doing everything that we can in practice and when the game comes to try to, take care of the football a little bit better.
There might be a part of Sam Darnold that does not like playing the Rams, losing a week ago, and then, of course, in the playoffs last year, he did not look good in that game, 25-40 with a touchdown and a pick, and he was sacked 9 times. Remember, that was the complaint, how much he held on to the football. I still feel very confident in Seattle. I think that they've shown a good ability to get out to big leads. I think he's got some nice weapons there, obviously, in JSN, and trying to work in Cooper Kupp a little bit more. Rashid Shaheed coming over. The two running backs are very good. So I'm not worried. I think Sam Darnold is an above-average quarterback. I guess they just got to make sure they don't see the Rams anymore on that schedule as they battle with them for the NFC West and potentially in the playoffs.
Yeah, and sooner rather than later, he's got to perform in a big game because this is the end of the season with Minnesota and the postseason performance for Darnold, two back-to-back week clunkers. So he's got to get over that hump and start winning tight games in big spots. Let's go to the Eagles. They have won tight games in big spots. They are your reigning defending Super Bowl champion. But is all well in Philadelphia? I mean, they're winning games, but they're not really winning comfortably or convincingly. The offense looks odd. A.J. Brown has been complaining for weeks that the offense is stunk, although maybe someone's finally gotten to his ear because he spoke to the media and he says we're close to figuring it out.
I think we are. I think that's the mindset to have. I think it's just really just cleaning up those mistakes. It's not about just being close. It's just really just finishing drives, Like, defense been playing incredible, and we're just trying to do our part, and that starts with the things that it takes no talent, as Nick says all the time.
I kind of spoke ill will of the Eagles earlier this hour. I do sometimes think, because, we're covering a little bit of everything being on all the different stations across the country. I think sometimes, okay, what would I be doing if I was in Philadelphia and doing radio in Philadelphia? I would make it a point to just not even talk about it until they shut up. And until they shut up, then I'll start talking about them again. I'm shutting up until they shut up. I would talk Hot Stove. I would talk Kyle Schwarber. I would talk the Sixers. I would talk the Flyers. I would talk the Philadelphia Union. I would do anything but talk about the Philadelphia Eagles because they are so thirsty for attention. It is very annoying.
Very annoying indeed. Philadelphia Union, by the way, in the semi-conference finals waiting to take on and host NYCFC for all you soccer aficionados out there.
When is that game?
A couple weeks. Let's go.
And you're not going?
I'm going to try to go. I don't actually have tickets because I'm on the wait list, but we'll see what happens.
It's Sunday. Sunday night, dude.
I will see what happens, all right? I'm not going to go scalp tickets.
You said it was a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't look at the schedule. Eagles, by the way, they should be able to get out of that funk. They're playing a Cowboys defense, so that's a get right.
I don't know when
spot.
My favorite team plays in the playoffs.
They have not been my favorite team, all right? They're on the tree, but on look the base of the tree. Like they're at the trunk. Let's go to J.J. McCarthy, his 4-6 Vikings. They're on life support, most likely not making the playoffs, but yeah, you're saying there's a chance. Well, they'll be taking on the Packers at Lambeau's, the 6-3-1 Packers at a 1 o'clock kickoff Eastern. J.J. McCarthy has really stalled the Vikings offense. Justin Jefferson has been absolutely neutered as a fantasy wide receiver. Luckily, I'm still going to dominate my league. Thank you, everybody. But J.J. McCarthy, this is concerning. I haven't heard
this audio. I have Josh Allen in my league.
No, that's not working out for you tonight. I'm reading the byline, reading this slug here, because I haven't heard this. But when I saw this, I'm like, he cannot have possibly said this and meant it. I am full-blown fire alarm ringing bells. J.J. McCarthy says he has to relearn his mechanics.
Coming in here, I was taught how to play quarterback in a very different way, and that's, you know, expected going into the league, going into any new team, any new system. But at the end of the day, you know, it was really just the injuries that I felt like, you know, kind of took away all those reps and the constant repetition to make those a habit and make them concrete, like KO talks about. But yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just the repetitions. You know, how many times could I go home and every time I take the dogs out, I'm getting, you know, 10 drops each time. Little things like that where you just keep building the reps.
I already baseline put way too much, like, confidence and faith into these younger quarterbacks. Like, I have not given up on Bryce Young. I don't want to give up on Justin Fields. I watched some video of him at Ohio State yesterday. He looks so good. It's like, where is that Justin Fields?
Nah, he's cooked.
I think he's cooked now, but I think I would probably be pretty quick to say J.J. McCarthy was cooked if I didn't have him in a dynasty fantasy league and rejected multiple first-round picks for him. I need him to be good, okay? I need him to be good. But it has not looked good. And even in Michigan, like, yeah, he played well in the championship game, but nobody thought that the success of that team was J.J. McCarthy. So why would we think that that's going to be the case now in Minnesota? We shouldn't, and so far it hasn't been.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. I don't think it's going to work out. Also, thank God the Giants didn't get him because there was a lot of chatter around that. You picked a quarterback from a school that won their national championship on their running game and defense. What did you think was going to happen? All right, let's get one last one in here. Let's go to the college ranks. Let's hear from Lane Kiffin. He's asked when he will decide where he's going to be coaching next year.
I mean, like I said, I'm saying the same thing for 6 years. I'm not talking about speaking on other jobs. I'm focused on this one. And, you know, I guess that's kind of spiraling off the question before. Like, are you coaching in the game? Like, I don't even understand what I don't even understand what the question is. Like, of course I'm coaching. I mean, unless you guys know something I don't, or I'm getting fired and I don't know it.
Is there a possibility you could take another job before the postseason?
I'm not speaking on other jobs.
Yeah, I don't like how this feels. It feels like he is leaving, and he would leave before the college football playoff, which is insane to go chase a college football championship somewhere where he's in a pretty good spot to possibly win one. We're going to talk more AFC playoffs and especially a lot more about the AFC playoffs if the Bills lose this game. But I will get into the Lane Kiffin stuff at some point because I am unironically very into following this decision. I really, really do not want to see Lane Kiffin leave Ole Miss for another job. So we'll have that. But right now, Bills just turned it over on downs. More on that coming up, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.